Excuse me?
Never, and I mean never, touch a black woman's hair. That it is an invasive and microaggressive behavior. Anyways, guys. Let's talk about touching black people's hair, why don't we? Guys, before we get into this very heated topic, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, let's talk about it, right? You know me. In the past, when I was a little radical leftist, I used to be so upset when people would ask to touch my hair, and white people in particular. I considered it to be a microaggression. You were pointing out the other. You were pointing out what was different. And instead of taking your space and allowing people to simply live, you had to get into my personal space as a black woman and touch my hair. Of course, now I view it very differently, but we're gonna get into that in just a moment. The video that sparked this for me is a recent TikTok that's gone viral, and the title on this says POV, Protecting My Niece from Random White People Touching Her. Now, I want to put a disclaimer in here. You should never go and try to touch somebody without asking. So let's make that very clear from the jump, but let's watch this video and see what goes down. Okay, so that's the video. I would say this is a pretty calm, you know, reserved interaction, right? This older white woman comes up, tries to touch the hair, again, without asking. So that's rule number one. Always ask. You run the risk of hearing a yes or a no, okay? And you should be happy with either result that you get, and don't enter the conversation expecting to get a yes and already reaching for somebody's hair. We'll get that out of the way. Now, these people handled this very well. They just said, don't touch her. They blocked her off. Okay, fine, everything's good. Nobody's harmed in this whole situation. Everybody seems relatively nice. But I got into the comments on this TikTok, and it was really interesting to see what people were commenting. One person said, and she kept trying, they literally have no sense of personal space for other people. I wonder what she meant by they. What does that mean? Somebody says, definitely a protector of light. That woman probably was a demon or something negative, and tried to maybe pass it on to that baby. And that got 1,300 likes. It's very curious. This person comments, you're a good auntie, but it's a shame we, in parentheses, meaning black people, of course, still have to go through our personal boundaries not being respected. Because apparently that's a uniquely black problem. And here's one more. This got 30,000 likes. I really feel like they're trying to steal our youth slash beauty or something by touching our hair. Because why do they insist on doing it? 30,000 likes that got. Of course, they means white people. So let's talk about this, right? I am a mixed child, biracial, white, and black. I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood. As a kid, I told you I viewed people touching my hair as a microaggression. But yes, it did happen all the time. When you grow up around people who are not familiar with your hair texture or what you got going on, and you're running around with a big afro or twist in your hair or braids they've never seen, people have a genuine curiosity about that, especially kids. They would walk up to me as a child and say, I've never seen hair like yours before. Can I touch it? And sometimes, you know, kids, they don't ask. Sometimes adults even don't ask because maybe they weren't taught to use their manners in that way. Now, back then, I probably would have taken offense to it because of what I was taught. And this is a very pervasive narrative that it's a microaggression to touch somebody's hair. But now, looking back on it, you think, that person was just curious. This grandmother in this video clearly saw a very cute little child with cute hair and wanted to reach out and touch it. She should have asked, of course, and they probably still would have said no. These are not feelings of animosity that are driving the behavior of white people who want to touch a black person's hair. It is curiosity, it is interest, it is admiration, and that needs to be acknowledged. But instead we get articles like this. This is from Forbes. Stop asking black people if you can touch their hair. And we're gonna go through and read some of this. You may also be thinking, but I really like her braids and I wanna see how they feel. Or I've never seen an afro up close and wanted to see what the texture was like. It is an invasive and a microaggressive behavior to ask an employee if you can touch their hair. Invasive and microaggressive. Now you could sell me on the invasive part. Okay, it's a little weird to have a random person come up and ask if they can touch you, even if they're just asking to touch your hair.
Lady, you're scaring us.
But microaggressive? Please make that make sense. Why must everything be made to be about race? And why must everything be attributed to some sort of malice when really at the end of the day, if we're truly being honest, it's ignorance and not the sort of stupidity ignorance, the ignorance of I've never seen something like this before and I want to know more. Here's another article. This one says, touching black hair is a microaggression. Touching hair is a microaggression. The racist prelude to, well, I have one black friend. I mean, I know black hair is wondrous, versatile, and sits like a crown for the queens that we are.
Yes, queen, yes, queen, yes, queen!
But something else is going on. So how can you in one sentence acknowledge how interesting and versatile black hair is, and then in the next be upset that people want to engage with something so wondrous and versatile, the very thing that sits like a crown for a queen on their head? Let's read more. I believe the racialized act of touching black hair is underscored by a couple of dynamics. First, although curiosity in children can and should be encouraged, the incessant need, even before asking, or asking expecting a yes, underscores a sense of privilege in those that dare to touch. Have you ever met a child before? Children touch everything without asking. They put things in their mouth without asking. I've seen little kids go lick the floorboards without saying a word. Because yes, children do have the privilege of not living in the world long enough to know what true boundaries are, to know what they should and should not be doing.
They are just niños trying to release their wiggles.
And to view that as a microaggression blows my mind. They say it is a privilege to know that you can find a hair salon that will and can do your type of hair, to go swimming with your summer camp and not worry about your hair kinking or knotting up if you don't wash it in time. It is the privilege to blend in and act on your fascination with the other.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You need to get woke.
The only one othering black people are the individuals writing these articles. Writing the one in Forbes, writing the one in this publication. You are othering us. White people who are attempting to touch the hair or gain information or just display their own curiosity are actually trying to un-other you. They're trying to get acquainted with you. They're trying to let you join the group. And you know, you at baseline might not want somebody to touch your hair. So if somebody asks you, go, oh, I appreciate that you're so curious, but no. And guess what? The world would keep on turning. Your life would keep on going. And you probably shouldn't go home that night and complain to your family or cry into your pillow that somebody did a microaggressive behavior towards you. I think we can get over it. And maybe we can reframe it into the positive light that it actually should be looked at in. But as always, let me know your thoughts. If you're a black person watching this right now with black hair, the wondrous and versatile crown that you have, do you allow people to touch your hair? Have people even asked to touch your hair? Have people touched it without asking? More importantly, drop that in the comments down below. And as always, we encourage healthy debate on the topics that we cover. So duke it out, but do so respectfully. Like, subscribe, and click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. So don't miss out, and I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.